Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Joining me today on Working from the House on the phone line is Chief Investment Officer from Ledyard National Bank, Douglas Phillips. Doug, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, good to be here. Thank you.
You know, let's jump right into it, especially in the financial world. The coronavirus has caused a lot of volatility in the markets right now. What is your take on what's going on in the markets right now?
Well, it's been crazy. The stock market declined 30%, quickest decline in history, before bouncing a bit. Volatility has not been this high really since the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. And that may continue for a while. It's been a very stressful time. People are concerned about their health, their money. It's been a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd say, though, is that social distancing is necessary to get this under control. But this means that restaurants, stores, airplanes, they're all empty. It's like flipping an off switch on the economy.
Yeah.
Really hard for people that work in those areas and for the businesses.
Absolutely. On the line with Chief Investment Officer from Ledyard National Bank, Doug Phillips. And Doug, what kind of discussions are you having now with your clients with all of those elements that you had just said, with such volatility and businesses being closed? What are the discussions with your clients like right now?
Well, when faced with so much bad news, it's human nature to focus on the short term.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to remind our clients of all the time we spent with them developing a long-term plan. And it considered, you know, their unique situations, you know, their feelings about risk. The plan did not anticipate a global pandemic, you know, it hit in February of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But it did assume that the markets would go through some rocky periods. And that's part of investing. And when we remind them of this, I think it gives them some peace of mind. But what I'd say is that the most important thing is to stay disciplined. During times like this, investors are always tempted to sell stocks. Unfortunately, selling after such a sharp decline usually backfires. The markets tend to look to the future. They're already reflecting a lot of the negative headlines, and eventually they'll sniff out better times ahead.
Working from the House on the line with Chief Investment Officer Doug Phillips from Ledyard National Bank. And Doug, obviously so much bad news out there, especially in terms of in the world of finance. Unemployment continues to go up and businesses, as you said, are closing with so much bad news. Is there any positive information that you could possibly share with our listeners right now?
I think so. So new coronavirus infections in other countries like China, South Korea, Singapore have peaked and are slowing. We're even starting to see some better news coming out of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confident, you know, it's going to peak here in the U.S. and recede. When you turn on the TV, you know, you see these scary charts showing coronavirus cases and deaths rising rapidly. And it's really, really sad. You have to dig a lot harder. But I would urge your listeners to look for the number of people that have recovered. In the U.S. now, it's almost 9,000 people. And that number is growing about 25% per day.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that kind of growth rate in 2 weeks, it could be up to 200,000. I'd add that there's a lot happening now. We've got a slow start, but there's at least 35 organizations working on vaccines. Companies like Ford, GE, and Tesla are making ventilators. Companies are ramping up production of test kits and masks. I think after stumbling a bit, we're catching up to this, which should be helpful.
No, I agree. That's all really good information right there. Doug Phillips, Chief Investment Officer from Ledyard National Bank. And Doug, just to close it out, if you just had one overall, I guess, encapsulating message to tell people pertaining to investing currently, what would that be?
Maintain your discipline. Don't panic. You know, we will come out of this. It could take some time. But take a long-term orientation. You know, I've been in this business since 1986, and I think I've been through about 15 crises of varying magnitudes. Over that period, you know, the market's gone up from, you know, significantly from 250 to 2,500 or so. So stick with the plan, and you should be okay.
Chief Investment Officer Doug Phillips from Ledyard National Bank, thank you so much again for taking the time today. Stay healthy and stay safe.
My pleasure.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.